This is Session 7 of Stage 2 of Road to Qur'an Mastery series. In the course of the last 6 sessions, we learned 4 different skills of Nun Sakinah. We learned Idhar, or showing the Nun, Idgham, and that is merging the Nun, Iqlab, which is flipping, and finally we covered Ikhfa, which is hiding the Nun. And this is going to be the final session of this stage, in which we'll remember everything we learned and also discuss very important points that can make dealing with Nun Sakinah much easier. So let's get started. In order to master the skills of Nun Sakinah, we need to understand that these skills also refer to degrees of showing the Nun Sakinah. In other words, we start with Idhar, which is showing 100% of the Nun or the Tanween. Next stage is Ikhfa, which is showing 50% of the Nun, or rather, only showing the Ghunna of the Nun. And the next stage is Idgham, or merging, which is essentially showing 0% of the Nun, depending on the type of Idgham. And finally, Iqlab, which is showing a different sound from the Nun Sakinah. Now, this classification can help us understand the difference between two of the most important skills of Nun Sakinah, and these are Ikhfa and Idgham. Since this is a very common issue among learners, and that is a frequently asked question, what is the difference between Ikhfa and Idgham, since in both of them we have a Ghunnah of 2 harakat? Why are they not the same? And the answer is pretty simple. Yes, they both have ghunna, and yes, it is for 2 harakat. But with ikhfa, you pronounce half of the noon, so only with its ghunna for 2 harakat. And after that, you pronounce the next letter. While with idgham, you don't pronounce the noon at all, and you actually start pronouncing the following letter directly instead of the Nun Sakinah, with a ghunna of 2 harakat. So to understand this better, let's compare these two examples.
وَالْمَنْ صَبَرْ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ.
In the first example of ikhfa, we can clearly see that we first pronounced the noon for 2 harakat, though not entirely the noon, only half of it, or only the ghunna. And then we started with the letter that follows it. So we said, walau, and then we started the next word and said, sabr. So it would sound like, walau sabr. So the next letter only starts at the back of the Nun Sakinah. There is a Nun Sakinah, but only half of it is pronounced. Now let's compare this with the next example, and that is
مَيَّعْمَلْ.
Now in this case, the ya is the letter that we directly pronounce after the meme. The only difference is that we pronounce the ya with the ghunna of the Nun Sakinah. Why the ghunna? Because we merge the Nun with the ya to be one letter. So it would sound like this.
مَيَّعْمَلْ.
So it is also a ghunna of 2 harakat. One more very important difference, and that is that ikhfa occurs normally inside words and also between words. But idgham never happens within the same word, and it only happens between words. Like these examples.
Al-insan wa man sabar.
Both of these examples are ikhfa, and one is within the same word and the other is between two words. Next example,
miwali.
This is the only possibility for idgham, which is happening between two words. So these two points can help you understand the difference between ikhfa and idgham, and understanding this concept should help you improve both of these two skills, and also avoid confusing them with one another. Finally, after watching these lessons, things could get a little bit overwhelming for some people, that they might think, there are too many rules for Nun Sakina, and each rule has its own set of letters that you have to know by heart. I just can't keep them all in my head while reciting. And while that initially seems to be the case, all you need to learn by heart is really six letters. Only six letters. And I'll explain how. So with Idhar, you show the Noon if it is followed by these six letters. Hamza, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghayn, and Ha. And with Idgham, you fuse the Noon Sakina with or without Ghunna after the letters of Yarmalun, which are also six letters. And with Iqlab, you turn Noon into a meme without pressing your lips, if was followed by a ba. And with Ikhfa, there are 15 letters that cause Ikhfa to Noon Sakina to happen. So how can you find your way through all these lists of letters, and how can you keep track of all these while reciting the Quran? The answer is pretty simple. When it comes to Idhar, we learned that the Noon will always have the Sukun sign on top, and the Tashkil will look like this, to tell you that you should show the Noon Sakina. So you can basically skip these letters. And when there is Iqlab, the meme on top of the Noon, or the Tanween, can't be missed. So when Noon Sakina has no sign, and the Tanween looks like that, then it is either Idgham or Ikhfa. And as we've just learned, if it is within the same word, then it is 100% Ikhfa. But if it is between words, then it is either Idgham or Ikhfa. For Idgham, there are only the six letters of Yarmalun. And these are the only ones that you have to know. Since if the Noon was followed by anything else that is not one of the Yarmalun letters, then it is automatically Ikhfa, that is, only between words. Since if it is within the same word, it is always Ikhfa. So let's try and see if this works for you. I'll show you one case of Noon Sakina, and you'll have 3 seconds to decide what you'll do with it. And as we progress, the time will be less than 3 seconds. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
ولكن لا يشعرون قالوا آمنا أسكن أنت وزوجك مصدقا لما مستقر ومتاع وما كنتم رغدا حيث شئتما أنبئهم خوف عليهم لن نؤمن.
Have you got all of them correct? Let me know in the comments how many you've got correct. And now it's time for the recitation of this episode. In today's recitation, we'll keep an eye for every single Noon Sakina and try and apply them correctly. Today's recitation is from Surat Al-Hijr.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ وما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فظلوا فيه يعرجون لقالوا إنما سكرت أبصارنا بل نحن قوم مسحورون ولقد جعلنا في السماء بروجا وزيناها للناظرين وحفظناها من كل شيطان رجيم إلا من استرق السمع فأتبعه شهاب مبين والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل شيء موزون وجعلنا لكم فيها معايش ومن لستم له برازقين
And now it's time for the challenge questions of this episode. Today's questions are from the 14th juz. The first question, Your God is one God. As for those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts are in denial and they are arrogant. The second question, God has said, Do not take two gods. He is only one God, so fear only me. Were you able to find the corresponding verses with these translations? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.